You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey, YNR fans, it's Belinda from Soap Dirt, and we need to talk about the nonsense going on right now with Daniel Romolotti and Heather Stevens trying to rationalize and justify their cheating, their lies, and their betrayal. Most fans seem to want Lily Winters to fire these two and kick them out of Chancellor Winters, but I want to go one further and suggest that they really just need to pack their bags and leave Genoa City altogether. I'm going to make a 5-point case for why they should be run out of town on a rail. But if you haven't, please reach down and click subscribe so you don't miss any of our Young the Restless updates. So some people on Soap social media are trying to make a case saying Lily's making too big of a deal out of what Daniel and Heather did behind her back. They're trying to say Lily and Daniel's relationship was casual and other just justifications rewriting recent history. If you recall, though, remember Lily Winters walked right into Daniel's apartment holding that bag of groceries without even knocking. You know why she didn't knock? Because she has a key to his apartment. And that's not something you do when you're just casually dating someone. Like, my neighbor has a spare key for when I'm out of town and I realize, oh, I left something on. But when you're dating, you swap keys when things are serious. Daniel and Lily were in a monogamous, serious relationship, even though she didn't have a ring on her finger and they weren't talking weddings or anything. They were involved, and then she had to leave town for a family emergency. And as soon as her tail lights turned the corner, Heather was over there rubbing all over Daniel, acting like a desperate hoe, if I'm being honest. Maybe she's taken lessons from Daniel's mother, Phyllis Summers, who herself has reached a new low, pressing her ear and her entire desperate body to the door while Daniel's dad, Danny, was getting jiggy with Christine Williams. That was honestly one of the grossest scenes I have seen in a while. I wanted to pull a fire alarm so I didn't have to go finish watching the episode. Just who does that? I mean, it was full on crazy. So, you know, that kind of is Phyllis in a nutshell. All right. Now we're going to talk about just this 5-point case for why those two just need to go. All right. The number one reason: Daniel and Heather violated Lily's trust, not just him, both of them. You can say Daniel and Heather didn't do anything wrong related to their jobs when they went behind Lily's back and cheated. However, I think it is a reflection on the character and the quality of people that they are. If you have no self-control and no morality, why would an employer want you working for them when you can't conduct yourself like grown-ups, you know? Because not only did they violate her trust personally, but also professionally. And I'm going to talk about that more in a minute. And if you think Lily is not allowed to fire them for screwing around behind her back, think again. Illinois is what they call an at-will employment state. That means an employer in Illinois can fire someone for pretty much any reason and get away with it unless there's some blatant ground for some kind of wrongful termination lawsuit, like firing a whistleblower or sexually harassing an employee and firing them for refusing your advances. Otherwise, pretty much open season for Lily to fire them if she just feels the wind blowing in that direction. And if she does fire them, you know, they might not be able to find other jobs in town. So maybe they need to brush up their resumes while packing their bags to go. The second point in my case I'm preparing against them: Daniel cheated and then he lied by omission. This guy is a scruffy looking nerf herder who needs to go. Another reason that he's just, you know, not only did he lie blatantly, but he also lied by omission. You know, they made plans for their life when she got back to Genoa City. And the first thing he said when she was back was, "You were gone too long," to rationalize what he did. And then I don't know if he was actually going to come clean at that point, but Lily sniffed out his duplicity right away. She called him out. She realized what they were doing. And Daniel and Heather, to me, were so blatantly skeevy and disrespectful that I think they would have to work very hard to regain respect in the eyes of many people in town. Not that there aren't other bad people in town. So you know, Daniel's lies and everything just make me want to see them packing to go. They can get a fresh start somewhere else. They can go someplace they've already been, Portugal, Savannah, Siberia, I don't care. Anywhere that's nowhere near Lily Winters, who should not have to deal with these cheaters. The third reason I think they need to pack and go, Heather is still lying. All right. Another reason, you know, Heather in particular needs to pack her bags and go, but I'm sure Daniel will go with her. She's still lying and denying. She should just own what she did like a big girl and accept the consequences of being skanky with somebody else's man. I know there are some fans that are going to insist she did nothing wrong. She and Daniel were just putting their family back together. But I'm sorry, they are setting the worst possible example for an impressionable teenage daughter on how you treat people and how you conduct yourself in a relationship. And on the most recent episode, Heather tried to play it off like it was some sort of accidental thing, them sleeping together. But she's a liar. She's a lying liar who lies. Heather was targeting Daniel while trying to claim to Lily that she wasn't. But when your ex is dating another woman and that other woman is out of town and her guy falls asleep on the sofa, tell me it's not sketchy to creep over on him, curl up onto his body, put your hand on his chest and snuggle in like you own him, and then pretend like it happened organically and accidentally. That was deliberate. That was strategic. Heather's a liar. Heather insisted to Lily it wasn't premeditated when she and Daniel hooked up. That's just BS. Very much so that it was premeditated. So Heather needs to pack and go, and hopefully Daniel just follows her right out of town. The fourth reason that I think they both need to go is Heather took the job at Chancellor Winters with this outcome in mind. Tell me it wasn't strategic. It was sketchy from the start for Daniel to ask Lily to give his ex Heather a job as a corporate attorney at Chancellor Winters. But also, he seems to be a little too dim to realize when women are plotting behind his back. You know, you'd think growing up, well, I guess he didn't grow up around Phyllis. Maybe that's why he can't recognize the chicanery. But everything Heather's done since she came back to Genoa City was very intentional. Lots of planning, lots of forethought. She didn't even want that guy. And then she came back to town for other reasons and saw that Lily had snapped him into shape. And she was like, oh, I think I'd like that back. Now that she fixed my broken down crappy car and made it into a classic auto, I'm going to steal it. That's kind of where she was. Heather has been throwing herself in Daniel's path and making it blatant that she wanted him back. And then she took the first chance she could to slide into his sheets and sleep with him. If Lily hadn't come back and figured it out for herself, I think Heather would have found a way to make sure Lily found out so she'd dump Daniel and Heather would get what she wanted. And maybe you want a lawyer that devious working for you, or maybe you don't. But since Heather took the job under what I feel like are false pretenses, I think she needs to get her pink slip, pack her bag, out of town, and go, because I don't know how many other people around are going to hire her after that stunt she just pulled. And the bottom line, the most important reason they should leave is because Lily should not be the one to pay for their bad actions. And to me, that's the overarching huge reason that Heather and Daniel should go, because it would make Lily's life easier. And I think they owe her that grace. Daniel knew full well when he was completely sober and got into bed with Heather that he was cheating. Heather did everything that she possibly could to make sure she got into his bed so he would cheat. Both of these betrayers were taking paychecks from Lily while doing everything behind her back to betray her. So they were literally cashing in on her good nature while going behind her back and doing stuff they knew they ought not have been doing. And really, how can they expect Lily to have to look at them every day at the office? That's not fair. That's a totally unreasonable expectation. They have been overall just horribly unfair to her already, and them going seems like a small thing they can do to thank her for giving them jobs and paychecks when they needed them, even though they turned around and stabbed her in the back and Heather was taking aim and intending to do it. And in the end, I don't think Michael Graziadei or Vail Bloom are sticking around. They're not on contract. So to me, I feel like these characters have overstayed their welcome. I honestly can't say I would miss them if they got on an airplane with Christine and Danny and Lucy and headed off in his tour and their jet wound up lost in the Bermuda Triangle. Good riddance to bad people, as far as I'm concerned. And in the case of Christine and Danny, just boring people. So let me know what you think. Is there any way for Heather and Daniel to coexist with Lily Winters and remain in town, or should they just leave and give her some peace of mind? Drop your comments and be sure to subscribe if you haven't already. And please come back soon, because we are here talking Young and the Restless 7 days a week on YouTube's top rated, most popular soap opera channel. And as always, I'm your host, Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.